send this through my Yahoo account. Have you read it?
Can I go ahead and call us to order? The Sixth Osage Nation Congress, we are in our hunka session. The date is March 28, 2019. The time is 10:04 a.m. We are on day four. First item on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked the new Ralston Town Treasurer slash Clerk, Lou Brock, to say the morning prayer for us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day. We just ask that you be with those who are sick or have lost loved ones, and we also pray for the veterans, those who are serving our country around the world. We thank you so much for those brave young men and women who do this for us. We also ask blessings for our Osage people. And I thank you so much for this beloved nation and for the Congress who does the business for our nation. We thank you so much for them. Now I just ask that you guide and direct us in the way that you would have us to go. I ask these things all in your precious holy name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Agenda item two is roll call.
Congressman Big Bors.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Again, please keep Congressman Maker in your prayers as he recovers from neck and back surgery. We have a quorum. Agenda item three is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to approve the journal for March 27th.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. One abstention, Congresswoman Good Fox. And the journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. The Appropriations Committee met March 27th and we have a bill to report out, bill number ONCA 1839, an act to amend section 2-311 of Title 15. To remove the 10% limit on line item shifting to include $25,000 limit on shifting to unfunded line items and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Tillman. The committee final action was to pass out to Congress with no recommendation, and I believe that's with a view to withdraw. Thank you.
Thank you. More select committee reports. I see none. We'll move on to reports of standing committees. Any standing committee reports? Okay. Any standing committee reports? Okay, seeing none. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading in ONCA 1926, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC 1210 and 1303. To limit re-enrollment to minors who have reached the age of 18 years and to adults who are adjudged incompetent or have been appointed a guardian and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. ONCA 1926 is assigned to the membership committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 1927, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC Sections 2-302, and to amend the Declaration of Policy in the Treasury Law and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1927 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 7, which is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading ONCA 1914, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC 1102 to make the number of days for temporary membership consistent and to establish an alternate effective date.
Hey, thank you, Congressman. Has someone picked up this up as a co-sponsor?
I have.
Okay, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Reading in ONCR 1820, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Sections 3 and 5 of Article 6, Section 2 and 4 of Article 7, and Sections 4 and 7 of Article 8 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to limit the elected officials and officials appointed, confirmed, and retained by election to 5 terms of office.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. We are now on motions and notices. Any motions or notices? Congresswoman, or Congressman Tillman, sorry.
Without objection, I'd like to withdraw ONCA 18-39.
Okay, seeing no objection, ONCA 1839 has been withdrawn by the sponsor. Any more motions or notices? Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet at 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock today.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet today 2:30 to 4:30. We will be hearing reports from Blue Stem Ranch Board and also ONES will be here today. So I'm excited to hear their updates of what's going on in their businesses. Also, we'll be considering the waiver of sovereign immunity for gaming to be able to advertise with Expedia, which I think is long overdue needed. So that's what our committee content is going to be, and I'd like to invite everybody to come if it's interested. Thank you.
Thank you for that comprehensive notice. Any other motions or notices? Congresswoman Pratt.
I guess I'm not really I am noticing that I will be absent on April 1st. But I'm also just noticing the Congress that I will be absent because of the language fair in Norman. And I just wanted to throw it out there that that's the day that the kindergarten through fifth will be participating in the language fair. So if any other Congress members would like to attend, I.
What time is it?
Begins at 8:30.
Begins at 8:30?
Mm-hmm. That's on April 1st. And then there's also April 2nd. And that's for the older children, I would assume. Right and above.
Where is it going to be held?
In Norman at the OU.
Thank you. Any other motions or notices? Not chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
I'm late because I'm talking to Katie May at Scholarship.